In the day's other headlines, Russian missiles and exploding drones slammed into residential and other targets across Ukraine. Security camera video showed a missile striking an apartment building in the southern city of Zaporizhia. At least one person was killed. South of Kyiv, drone attacks damaged a high school and two dormitories, killing at least eight people. Police condemned the indiscriminate firing on non-military targets.
The attack began after 3 a.m. The reasoning is beyond explanation, because Russia attacks civilian objects without any warnings or conditions, and they don't care who is in the buildings. And now we see children and civilians suffering.
The attacks came as Chinese leader Xi Jinping left Moscow after meetings this week with Russian President Vladimir Putin. He appeared to make no progress on a peace plan for ending the Ukraine war. South Korea's military says North Korea test-fired multiple cruise missiles into the sea today. The North has stepped up weapons testing in recent days as South Korea and the U.S. hold joint military exercises. As part of those maneuvers, tanks conducted live-fire drills today, less than 20 miles from the demilitarized zone between the two Koreas. The exercises end tomorrow. Back in this country, the head of Norfolk Southern Railroad faced calls for tougher regulations after the fiery and toxic derailment in East Palestine, Ohio. At a Senate hearing, Alan Shaw voiced general support for new legislation, but Democrat Ed Markey and others pressed for specifics.
Mr. Shaw, will you commit to supporting legislation requiring at least two-person crews on all freight trains?
Senator, we'll commit to using research and technology to assure the railroad operates safely.
Will you commit to a two-person crew on all trains?
Senator, we're a data-driven organization, and I'm not aware of any data that links crew size with safety.
Other witnesses said they're still waiting to hear whether the railroad will compensate them for damage to their property values. The FAA issued a safety alert to airlines and pilots today after several near collisions. Six serious runway incidents have occurred since January. The agency said it's urging airlines to review safety procedures and consider additional training. At least two people have died in the latest powerful storm to batter California. Heavy rain and fierce winds blasted the San Francisco Bay Area and Sacramento on Tuesday. Drone video showed extensive flood damage in the central part of the state, with homes, roads, and farmland left underwater. Forecasters warned of more flooding today. And on Wall Street, stocks fell after the Federal Reserve hiked interest rates, with major indices down 1.6%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 530 points to close at 32,030. The NASDAQ slipped 190 points. The S&P 500 dropped 66. Still to come on the NewsHour, the government announces plans to overhaul the organ transplant system. The U.S. Supreme Court hears a trademark case involving whiskey and dog toys. We'll explain. And the head of the Ford Foundation on his new book about changing the way we think about giving.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington, and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.